The number of hackers in the news seems to keep growing. Those who pride themselves on breaking into security systems say it isn't all that difficult. New England Cable News reporter Scott Young spoke with some hackers tonight. He joins us from the newsroom. Scott, why aren't these systems secure enough to prevent this?
Well, that's a very interesting question, Leslie. The group that we talked to today, which is very well known internationally in the computer world for breaking into security systems and finding flaws, says that the companies that make these security systems don't put enough development time into them to make them safe.
The first ever prosecution of a juvenile for a computer crime is certainly no surprise for the seven members of the Loft. It's a conglomerate of sophisticated computer hackers who have become internationally famous for breaking into security systems. But instead of stealing or damaging files, they point out the flaws. They work from a secret warehouse somewhere outside of Boston, and they don't use their real names.
I don't want to call them dumb, but there's probably a lack of knowledge in the security area on these systems. Luckily this was Worcester, and luckily they had a backup system. Not to disparage Worcester at all, but if this had been Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Chicago, Denver, any one of the major national airports, and the backup system failed, we could have had a definite serious problem.
The Loft is different than other hackers. When they do find a flaw, they tell everybody. They even produce software so you can find flaws. LoftCrack 2.0 is downloadable from their website. There have been a number of hackers who have broken their way into the news in recent memory. Locally, federal investigators tapped into Harvard University's computer network and nabbed a hacker from South America. A 21-year-old of Buenos Aires allegedly used the Ivy League's computer network to hop into confidential U.S. military and NASA files. During the presidential election, a computer hacker tapped into Dole's webpage and changed it to a Clinton page. And today, an Israeli teenager is accused of infiltrating the Pentagon computer system as well as others in Israel. The analyzer is suspected of being the mentor of two California teenagers also being questioned in connection with breaking into Pentagon computers.
The problem in the industry is that a lot of people don't take security seriously. I don't know if that's the case in this particular instance, but a lot of times you don't have people that know security, securing systems like they should.
Now, Leslie, members of the Loft tell us that in many cases, a company that produces this kind of software for security puts a lot of emphasis on the R&D of the actual program. For instance, the one that runs the radios at the Worcester Airport, and very little on security. So what they'll do is they'll find the flaw and they'll tell the vendor first and wait to see if they do anything about it. Most times they don't. So then they contact the end users to let them know that there's a flaw in the system, so they will eventually force the vendor to fix it. Leslie?
All right, interesting. Thank you, Scott, for that report.